Welcome to the W5BSA repeater. DL-123.
Good evening, folks. QSC, this is Marty, WV. It's once again time for another edition of the Houston AmSat Net. This net meets on Tuesdays to discuss topics related to satellites, balloons, and other amateur-related items. This is net number 1647, and it's 8 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, January the 20th, 2026, which in UTC time is Wednesday, January the 21st, 2026 at 0200. This is a directed net, and all calls should go through net control. And this net is dedicated to Andy McAllister, W5ACM. And thanks to Joe, W5BSA, who on the 145.19 repeater here in West Houston, also on the 443.325 repeater in Katy. They both have a PL tone of 123.0. And then we're also connected to the 146.7 repeater downtown and its networked repeaters. And then when the connections are working, there's also the AMSAT DMR Talk Group 98006, YSF Fusion 11689, and the OSTAR node is 572580. And then, of course, there's always also EchoLink, and that's over at Star AMSAT Star. And I will now take any check-ins.
Hello, Delta 5, the Fox, you're back, Juliet. KD5PQJ, Herbert, West Houston.
Okay, good evening, Herbert. You got a good signal there, KD5PQJ in West Houston. You got anybody else out there? Carl, you around? Well, we'll try to come back about halfway through the net here and take a standby and see if we have any more check-ins at that point. But if you'd like to call and check into the Houston AmSat Net, the number is 713-467-9870. You can send an APRS message to WV5Y, that's West Virginia 5 Yankee, with no dashes and no numbers, as Andy used to like to say. And then that email, it's wv5y@comcast.net. Okay, we're going to start here with a little bit of information from the South Texas Balloon Launch Team. We got a message from Walter, K5WH, back on Thursday. And he says, heads up, I put your tracker outside in the sun today to let it cycle through the APRS transmitting periods, verifying that the solar cells are charging up, the supercapacitors and transmitting components are all okay. I'll be watching for a good sunny day with no wind to try and get this thing off the ground some morning in the next week or so. So more details as it progresses, he says. And, of course, that is on the imminent flight of the balloon WV5Y-15. So we'll be keeping an eye out for that one. We do have an update, though, on Marty's W5MF, the balloon that he launched on Christmas Eve with his kids. And it has now successfully made it around the world twice. As of Sunday, we got an update there from Walter. And so congratulations to Marty on his balloon completing its second trip around. And Walter says it's holding well, hanging above the 44,000 mark. It has really been traveling very fast recently, so it's getting some great wind from something. Okay, we want to also remind everybody that the Greater Houston Ham Fest will be coming up not too much longer. And looks like it's going to be February the 20th from noon to 6 p.m. and February the 21st from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. Okay, of course, there's information on that over at bvarc.org. And let's see, there will be a bunch of tables set up, some from AMSAT, as well as the South Texas Balloon Launch Team will be representing multiple organizations with interactive demonstrations. And they're going to be launching multiple balloons and Pico trackers both Friday and Saturday. So it says the manifest with tracking details will come out closer to the event. And there will be AMSAT satellite demonstrations with live contacts right from the booth throughout both days. So stop by the AMSAT booth and give it a try or just listen. And a live HF station will be available as well to go on the air and make contacts or try something new, maybe digital, something like that you haven't done before. So just look for the big silver balloon when you knock in the door, and that's where the South Texas Balloon Launch Team will be at. Okay, of course, the South Texas Balloon Launch Team does hold their monthly meeting on the second Wednesday of the month, and that's usually at a local restaurant here at 4:30 p.m., and then they have a meeting after on the Internet, and that takes place at 8 p.m., and that's over at k5wh.net/Zoom, and, of course, that's a Zoom meeting, and we appreciate Walter putting that on for us as well. So this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT Net. Okay, we're switching over here to the AMSAT News Service bulletins. This is AMS bulletin number 18, and this is from Paul Stotzer. And the AMSAT News Service bulletins are a free weekly news and information service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. AMS publishes news related to amateur radio in space, including reports on activities of a worldwide group of amateur radio operators who share an active interest in designing, building, launching, and communicating through analog and digital amateur radio satellites. And the news feed over on www.amsat.org publishes news of amateur radio in space as soon as our volunteers can post it. So please send any amateur satellite news or reports to ams-editor@amsat.org. And you can sign up for free email delivery of the AMSAT News Service bulletins via the ANS list. And to join the list, just go to mailman.amsat.org/Pastorius/lists/ams.amsat.org. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT Net. And looks like the URLs are available there from Bruce, KK5VO. But he says he's on a board of directors meeting with AMSAT, and he says that they're doing that twice a week now. Sorry, that was twice a month now. So I guess it just usually happens to be on a Tuesday night. So, we'll have to forgive him for that one, but no problem there, Bruce. And, of course, we appreciate making the URLs available over there at amsatnet.com, as well as putting information up there on how you can get awards and certificates for making satellite contacts, since Bruce is the awards guy over at AMSAT. So, very good. Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT-NET, and the November-December 2025 issue, yes, of the AMSAT Journal is available.
PL-123.
Okay, let's see. Of course, that's over at launch.amsat.org. And that is the November-December issue. And the AMSAT Journal is a bi-monthly digital magazine for amateur radio and space enthusiasts published by the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation, or AMSAT. Each issue is your source for hardware and software projects, technical tips, STEM initiatives and STEAM initiatives, operational activities, and news from around the world. Okay, inside the current issue is first the Apogee View, and that's discussion there by Drew Glassbrenner, letting us know some status and what's going on, and that's KO4MA, AMSAT president. Okay, then we've got Alan Johnston, KU2Y, doing an educational relations update, and then extending command and control for golf. Heimer Thor Sverison, W1ANT/TF3ANT. And then there's an article called Skyroof, an integrated satellite tracking and SDR application by Alex Shavkopoulos, VE3NEA, and UMKA-1, 2.5 years of a school orbital telescope mission by Alexei Shaviev, RA3PPY. All right, check out the latest version of the AMSAT Journal there from last year, and we should be looking for the new one coming not too much longer for this year. Okay, the AMSAT Remove Before Flight key tags are available, and they are the real thing. They're handsome little key tags that have bright red with white embroidery, and it says Remove Before Flight, and it's got the AMSAT logo, and your $20 donation does help fly a Fox Plus satellite. And it does include first-class postage, but it's only for those in the United States. Sorry. And you can order today at www.amsat.org/product/amsat-remove-before-flight-keychain. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT-NET. Let's see, AMSAT does include, as a reminder, we covered this last week now, the Getting Started Guide, a digital copy for new membership or renewed membership. And we did have a question regarding this last week, and that was, let's see, from Steve, I believe here, and let me see here, put the right file again. Okay, yes. We had a question from KA5YFC. He said, do lifetime members get this also, the link to Getting Started with Amateur Satellites Guide? And we got a Heads up from Mitch, 80HJ. He says, my understanding is that lifetime members will not get a free digital starting guide. It's only for new or renewing AMSAT members. Okay, we appreciate that clarification there. Anyone who joins or renews their AMSAT membership during the promotional period will receive a downlink link for the latest edition of Getting Started with Amateur Satellites in their membership confirmation email. This promotion is being offered as AMSAT begins the 2026 membership year. The guide is designed to help radio amateurs understand the fundamentals of satellite operation and serves as a practical reference for both newcomers and operators returning to the hobby. Additional information about AMSAT membership is available over at launch.amsat.org. In addition to this limited time promotion, AMSAT membership includes a subscription to the AMSAT Journal, access to archived issues, discounts on selected items in the AMSAT online store, and opportunities to participate in AMSAT elections, committees, award programs, and other AMSAT activities and programs. And members may also access archived proceedings from past AMSAT space symposiums through the AMSAT member portal. Okay, then don't forget, beyond the tangible benefits, AMSAT membership supports the development, launch, and operation of amateur radio satellites, along with education and outreach efforts. Joining AMSAT is not just about individual benefits. It's about being part of a community that builds and operates amateur satellites for radio amateurs worldwide. As AMSAT looks ahead to 2026, the promotion helps launch another year of growth and opportunity for amateur radio in space. And that announcement comes from Drew Glassbrenner, KO4MA, AMSAT President. So we want to say thank you for that. Okay, speaking of, the 2026 President's Club coins are here, and you can help support Golf and Fox Plus. Annual membership starts at only $120. You can join the AMSAT President's Club today and help keep amateur radio in space. And that's at www.amsat.org/join-v-amsat-presidents-club. And if you've made contributions in past years, well, this will add to your collection. Okay, we're a couple minutes here past, quarter past the hour, so we're going to go ahead and take a look around and see who we've had checking in to the net here. Okay, let's see. We got Dale, WB0AKO. He's up there in Moorhead, Minnesota, and he does the backup archiving of the audio for the website. And I know that's cold country up there these days, which we're going to get a taste of here in a few days. So we're looking forward to that. Hopefully the grid stays energized along with our homes and heaters. We'll find out. But we appreciate Dale making the audio for the backup there for our website available, because we have had to use it a couple of times. Okay, we've got Vern, WZORCR, out there in Winchville, Missouri, and he transmits our net on 1.860 megahertz, full carrier AM. That's at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. So we appreciate Vern putting us on the top band there. This is the time of the year for it. When we're not having major severe geomagnetic storms anyway. And let's see, we've got Kai in 6ZZO out there in McKinleyville, California, and he's one of our podcast listeners, and he calls and checks in there, so we appreciate that.
DL-123.
Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSat Net. Let's see, from the internet relay chat system, we've got Ken, AK0A, Clay, KG4OZW, Brian, KG4WIJ, Renee, NZ9T, and Bob, K8WX. And then over there on Echolink, we've got Andrew, KC5LWI, down there in Galveston. Good evening to Andrew. Hope he's doing okay, and his papers are being processed, coming along. Okay, we've got Mitch. Good evening to Mitch, 80HJ, out there in Jackson, Minnesota. Of course, thanks to him. There's the Wednesday night AmSatNet that takes place over on DMR, and that's on the DMR, the AmSat DMR talk group, 98006, or YSF Fusion 11689, and that's at 9 p.m. Central Time on Wednesdays. So if anybody's going to be doing any roving, making any rare good squares available, of course, there'll probably be chilly ones, but that kind of stuff is appreciated, and Mitch and those guys love to hear about that, so be sure and let them know. Okay, good evening to Steve, KA5YFC, and that was a good question you had for us, Steve. I know it's cold up there where you are, too, and of course, if you are a lifetime AmSat member, sorry you're not getting that link there to the AmSat News Service bulletins, or the Getting Started Guide with Amateur Satellites, you know, because you're kind of paying all the time, even though you just did it once. All right, hello to Endop N6UTC. He's out there in Long Beach, California. And, yeah, I did see him on APRS there a day or two ago. Actually, that was FT4 a couple of days ago, and FT8. So, good evening to Endop. Hope he's doing good out there. And then we've got Walter. So, good evening to Walter, K5WH. Okay there, appreciate the update there, Andrew. He says they're still working on those papers, so well, hopefully they get that stuff done quickly. All right, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSatNet. The PSLV-C62 mission experienced an anomaly. The Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle, which is the PSLV-C62 mission carrying the ANVESHA/EOS-N1 satellite and 15 co-passenger satellites launched by India on Monday, encountered an anomaly during the end of the PS3 burn stage with ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan stating that a deviation in the vehicle's flight path was observed. Now, it's not good when that happens. A detailed analysis has been initiated. The Indian Space Research Organization posted on X, the ISRO. ISRO Chairman N. Viran said a disturbance was observed in the vehicle at the end of the third stage, which was otherwise proceeding as expected. Today, we have attempted the PSLV C62/EOS-N1 mission. The PSLV vehicle is a four-stage vehicle with two solid stages and two liquid stages. The vehicle's performance near the end of the third stage was as expected. However, near the end of the third stage, we are seeing increased disturbance in the vehicle. Subsequently, a deviation in the vehicle's flight path is observed. We are analyzing the data and will come back at the earliest, Narayan said. This is ISRO's first major launch of 2026. The mission aimed to place an Earth observation satellite into orbit from the first launch pad, FLP, at Sriharikota. The mission was carried out by New Space India Limited and represents the ninth dedicated commercial mission to build and launch an Earth observation satellite. For the first time, a single Indian private company, Dhruva Space, based in Hyderabad, contributed seven satellites to the mission. Chaitanya Dora Surapareddy, CFO and co-founder of Dhruva Space, said they also launched four satellites that they built. We launched four satellites that we've built, three for customers and one for us, and we also help other companies with part of the integration of the satellite onto the rocket. Essentially, a total of nine of our systems, which we have built, are going onto the rocket. So, quite exciting that that's a good number, he said.
This is the W5BSA repeater.
Surapareddy said their satellites are for low data rate communication, which can be utilized by amateur radio operators. The satellites that we launched are all for low data rate communication. Amateur radio operators can utilize them towards that, and also a good demonstration for these satellites, and also for low data rate communication that can be done, he added. I think there was a little bit of translation issues there, but we appreciate that info, and that came from ANI. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSatNet. Hey, if you need some satellite antennas, well, you can purchase M2 LEO packs from the AmSat store. And when you do, you get a little bit of a discount that they've got worked out for you. And also when you purchase through AmSat, a portion of the proceeds goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And the URL, it's amsat.org/product-category/hardware. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSat Net. See, we're right at about the bottom of the hour here, so we're going to take a quick standby and see if we have any more check-ins. So any check-ins to the Houston AmSat Net, come now. All right. Let's see. We've got a message to U.S. educators. The ARIS contact opportunity call for proposals. The amateur radio on the International Space Station, or ARIS program, is seeking formal and informal education institutions and organizations, individually or working together, to host an amateur radio contact with a crew member on board the International Space Station. ARIS anticipates that the contact will be held between July the 1st, 2026, and December the 31st, 2026. Crew scheduling and ISS orbits will determine the exact contact dates. To maximize these radio contact opportunities, ARIS is looking for organizations that will draw large numbers of participants and integrate the contact into a well-developed education plan.
PL-123.
The deadline to submit a proposal is February 27th, 2026. Proposal information and more details such as expectations, proposal guidelines, and the proposal form can be found at www.aris.org. An informational webinar session will be held February the 5th, 2026 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, they have a Zoom link to sign up, and that link is at https://us06web.zoom.us/meeting/register/, okay, here we go, HIJG24MPRK69UGC0GUQ8ZW. And, of course, Bruce has that link for you over there at AmSatNet.com. Okay, the opportunity is the crew members aboard the International Space Station will participate in scheduled amateur radio contacts. These radio contacts are approximately 10 minutes in length and allow students to interact with the astronauts through a question and answer session. An ARIS contact is a voice-only communication opportunity via amateur radio between astronauts and cosmonauts and JAXA astronauts aboard the space station and classrooms and communities. ARIS contacts afford education audiences the opportunity to learn firsthand from astronauts what it's like to live and work in space and to learn about space research conducted on the International Space Station. Students also will have an opportunity to learn about satellite communication, wireless technology, and radio science. Because of the nature of human spaceflight and the complexity of scheduling activities aboard the International Space Station, organizations must demonstrate flexibility to accommodate changes in dates and times of the radio contact. Amateur radio organizations around the world and with the support of NASA and space agencies in Russia, Canada, Japan, and Europe present educational organizations with this opportunity. The ham radio organization's volunteer efforts provide the equipment and operational support to enable communication between crew on the ISS and students around the world using amateur radio. And if you have any questions, you can direct them to education@aris-usa.org. And we want to thank David Dave Jordan, AA4KN, Harris, PR, for that information. All right, this is Marty, WV5YM, the Houston AmSatNet, and we've got coming this year, it's the SDR Gen 2, a versatile GNU radio-based transverter. Okay, we're still waiting. We've waited about through most of last year, but hey, this thing's going to be worth it. It's going to have continuous coverage from 2 meters on 144 megahertz all the way to 6 gigahertz. And then it will also cover 5 and dime, which means it has 5 gigahertz capability. It does direct VHF, UHF, 900 megahertz, LS, and C-band operations. And it's all mode. CW, single sideband, FT8, narrowband FM, SSTV, ATV, does it all. The minimum downlink data rate will be 1 millisplice per second, or 1 megascan per second. And it's built to fly on Fox Plus and the Golf missions. Okay, we look forward to that transverter showing up. And, of course, that comes from Ascent, the Advanced Satellite Communication and Exploration of New Technology Group. And that's the AmSat engineers keeping amateur radio in space. Okay, and they say, follow AmSat News Service for more information. So, when that baby comes out, we will be glad to let everybody know, and I'm sure they're going to go quick. But, you know, that'll probably just be the first batch anyway. Okay, let's see, changes to the AmSat PLE distribution for January the 15th, 2026. Two-line elements, or TLEs, often referred to as Keplerian elements, or KEPs in the amateur community, are the inputs to the SGP-4 standard mathematical model of spacecraft orbits used by most amateur tracking programs. And weekly updates are completely adequate for most amateur satellites. So you just download the updated file once a week, and it keeps all of the satellites in the correct locations in your satellite tracking program. The TLE bulletin files are updated daily in the first hour of the UTC day. New bulletin files will be posted immediately after reliable elements become available for new amateur satellites, and more info can be found at www.amsat.org/Keplerian-elements-resources. Okay, we've got a satellite that's been removed from this week's AmSat TLE distribution, and that's BEE-1000. And it's NORAD catalog ID was 66650, and it is a non-amateur satellite. And then we've got a couple satellites that have been added to this week's AmSat TLE distribution. We've got QMR-KWT, which is NORAD catalog ID 67291. And it has a downlink on 436.950 megahertz. And then there's the Shaka Cube Colbon, and that's NORAD catalog ID 67290, and it's got a downlink on 437.350 megahertz. And we'll say thanks to Joe Fitzgerald, KM1P, the AMSAT Orbital Elements Manager, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, UV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. All right, while we're on the topic of ARIS, there are no scheduled contacts still for this week, so they are still working those things out. But amateurs and others around the world may listen in on the contacts between amateurs operating in schools and allowing students to interact with astronauts and cosmonauts and JAXA astronauts aboard the International Space Station. And the downlink frequency on which to listen, it's on 145.800 megahertz worldwide when they get started up with contacts again. And they have a URL for you because many times a school may make a last-minute decision to do a live stream, or they run into a last-minute glitch requiring a change of their URL. But the folks at ARIS may not get the URL in time for publication, so you can always check live.aris.org to see if a school is live streaming their broadcast.
PL123.
And if you listen for a pass or a contact and you don't hear anything, as always, if there's an EVA, a docking, or an undocking, the ARIS radios are turned off as part of the safety protocol, so that's probably what was going on. The crossband repeater continues to be active. It's on 145.990 megahertz up with a PL tone of 67. And 437.800 megahertz is the downlink. If any crew member is so inclined, all they have to do is pick up the mic, raise the volume up, and they can talk on the crossband repeater. So give a listen. You just never know. Currently, the service module radio is not in APRIS configuration. Only being used for voice contacts at this time. Default mode is for packet operations on 145.825 megahertz up and down, but occasionally it is used for SSTV, and that's usually on 145.800 megahertz down. The ham TV system is configured. Default mode is for scheduled digital amateur television operations, and it's on 2395.00 megahertz, or just below 2.4 gigahertz. And, of course, there were no actual times listed this time, but they say, note, all the times are approximate. It's recommended you do your own orbital prediction or start listening about 10 minutes before the listed time, when we have listed times, because they don't know exactly where you are, so there's going to be some deviation there. So 10 minutes or so should cover it. And the latest list of information on the operation mode for the International Space Station is over at www.aris.org/current-status-of-iss-stations.html. And the latest list of frequencies in use for the ISS can be found at www.aris.org/contact-v-iss.html. And we want to thank Charlie Safana, AJ9N, one of the ARIS operation team mentors, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. Just a reminder, if you'd like to follow along with any of our links, they're available over at www.amsatnet.com. There's also information there on how you can get an award or a certificate for making a satellite contact, even your first one. And, of course, that's up there thanks to Bruce, KK5DO. And then he's got more of that stuff, as well as a really good resource for satellite operators on how to find out the frequencies that the satellites will be operating on, the status of whether which ones are operational and which ones are not currently operational. And there's the store and information about the symposium that's going to be coming up next year. So if you need some satellite antennas, you can get them from the AMSAT store and save some money there from M squared. And that's over at www.amsat.org.
W5BSA repeater.
Hey, and if you don't get enough stuff over there, well, you can get an AMSAT car flag and other neat stuff also from our Zazzle store. And also there, 25% of the purchase price of each product goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And that's right over at Zazzle, which is at www.zazzle.com/store/AMSAT_gear. All right, AMSAT ambassadors provide presentations, demonstrate communicating to amateur satellites, and host information tables at club meetings, AmFest conventions, maker fairs, and other events. There's some few things here that made it on the schedule already. There's a big HamFest there, and that's Hamcation over in Florida. That's February the 13th through the 15th, 2026. So it looks like that's going to be right a week before the Greater Houston HamFest this year, which is looks like they've moved up a little bit on the schedule from it being usually around the first part of March. Okay, let's see. Hamcation is at the Central Florida Fairgrounds and Expo Park, 4603 West Colonial Drive in Orlando, Florida. And the zip is 32808. And you should see AA4KN there, man in the booth. All right, March 21st, 2026, the Midwinter Madness HamFest. That's at the Buffalo Civic Center, 1306 County Road, 134 in Buffalo, Minnesota. And that's 55313. And you'll see Joanne, K0JM, and also Mitch, 80HJ. So that's a great company. All right, if you're interested in becoming an AMSAT ambassador, one more time, AMSAT ambassadors provide presentations. They demonstrate communicating to amateur satellites. They host information tables at club meetings, HamFest conventions, maker fairs, and other events. So if you'd like to become one, you can find out more information at www.amsat.org/ambassador. And we want to thank Bo Lowry, W4FCL, the director of the AMSAT Ambassador Program, for that information. All right, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AMSAT Net. All right, well, I hope everybody's out there enjoying those auroras and other great things for those people further in the north, than especially than us down here in Houston. But at least we're not having any negative consequences so far. I mean, the repeater's working good. satellites are also, and it's not going to cause too many of those Starlink satellites to fall out of the sky as the friction increases with the increased ionospheric drag there from the increased solar activities. As of this writing, 4 complete AMSAT CubeSat SIM kits are still available for purchase from the AMSAT store. Alright, that was a live there off the phone check-in from Vern, W0RCR, so we appreciate him calling and checking in. And of course, he's out there in Winsorville, Missouri, and transmits our net on 1.860 MHz, full carrier AM, as Vern likes to say, and that's at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. Alright, let's see, back to the 4 complete AMSAT CubeSat SIM kits that are available still for purchase from the AMSAT store. This kit allows you to build a CubeSat simulator with no soldering, just assembly, just put the thing together. Unlike the Heathkit CubeSat SIM, that you get a whole bunch of components that you got to solder on several different boards.
CL-123.
Okay, the CubeSat SIM is a low-cost satellite emulator that runs on solar panels and batteries, transmits UHF radio telemetry, has a 3D printed frame, can be extended by additional sensors and modules, and looks just like a CubeSat. It is perfect for the classroom or for public demonstrations. The kit can be purchased from the AMSAT store, and if they say sorry, shipping is only available to U.S. addresses. But they want to thank the AMSAT Education Group for that information. Okay, AMSAT EAs, which is Spain, AMSAT Spain, their latest pocket cube, Hades SA, aka Spinny One, has been coordinated by the IARU. A 1.5 pocket cube, 1.5, that's interesting. Hades SA, Spinny One, is a satellite operated by AMSAT EA members to promote the use of Codec 2 voice and SSDV in satellite communications, both of which are open protocols. All right, that should make Walter happy. He likes playing around with that digital voice stuff. As a secondary objective, the satellite is also intended to test its Doppler-resistant modem and a new antenna deployment mechanism. The satellite includes a BBS that allows amateurs to send text messages and optionally upload the Codec 2 recordings for transmission by the satellite. A sample Codec 2 transmission has been pre-recorded in flash memory until new transmissions from Earth arrive. Hades SA/Spinny-1 includes a digital camera provided along with its dedicated software by the UK-based company Spinning Around. The camera will capture images of the deployment mechanism, which contains a small commemorative plaque, as well as whatever lies within its field of view at that moment. Every 3 days, a new picture will be taken and transmitted to the ground using the SSDV protocol. Yeah. stations will occur continuously every few minutes so that stations worldwide can receive the frames. In the event of a camera failure, an internally stored image will be transmitted instead. Tools and detailed instructions on how to use them will be published on the AMSAT EA website, and that's at www.amsat-ea.org/proyectos. That's PROYECTOS. Satellite is scheduled to launch on the SpaceX Transporter 16 mission approximately March the 14th, 2026. And we want to thank AMSAT Spain and the IARU for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the east of AMSATnet. NASA's SpaceX Crew 11 mission safely splashed down Thursday morning in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego, concluding a more than five-month mission aboard the International Space Station. Crew 11 returned home about a month earlier than planned because of a medical concern. Teams are monitoring with one of the crew's members who remains stable. And ANS thanks, NASA, for that info. Everything has gone to plan. The rollout of NASA's Space Launch System rocket and Orion spacecraft for the Artemis II mission around the moon commenced about 12 hours prior to publication, which was on Saturday, January the 17th at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Artemis II launch window opens as early as February the 6th, so everybody's looking forward to that. And ANS thanks NASA for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSatNet. Do we have any more check-ins? Any check-ins to the Houston AmSatNet coming out? Alright, well, we're getting down here to the end. Okay, let's see. NASA, along with the U.S. Department of Energy, the DOE, announced on Tuesday, January the 13th, a renewed commitment to their longstanding partnership to support the research and development of a fission surface power system for use on the moon under the Artemis campaign and future NASA missions to Mars. And we want to thank NASA for that info. Okay, you can join AMSAT today by going to launch.amsat.org, and in addition to regular membership, AMSAT offers membership to societies, which is a recognized group, club, or organization. Students are eligible for free membership up to the age of 25, and memberships are available for annual and lifetime terms. You can contact info@amsat.org for additional membership information. And remember to help keep amateur radio in space. And that comes from this week's ANS editor, Paul Stotzer, N8HM. That's N8HM at amsat.org. And AMSAT, M-A-N-S, is a service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. They do reside at 712 H Street, ME, Suite 1653, Washington, D.C., 20002. All right, we hope everybody enjoyed this week's version of the Houston AMSAT Net. Look forward to catching everybody next week. So stay safe out there. Try to stay warm. I know that's going to be challenging for a lot of the country this week. But we look forward to catching everybody next week, as long as the power's on and the internet's connected. So from Andy, W5ACM, from Bruce, KK5VO, up there in Roman Forest, myself, Marty, WV5Y in Northwest Houston, we say 7-3 for this week from